Good morning all, it's Wednesday today, and I'm in doing a sandwich brew today. I'm ready to brew at the time I'm making my sandwich for once. Efficiency is me today. I wanted to pick up on a couple of points I've heard recently on my audio brew stream today. First off, for Stefano, a minor correction. I think it's not too important or anything, but it's the other way round when it comes to TiddlyWiki and getting things done. Dave Allen created Getting Things Done, which is a paper-based system originally, and email with some email concepts like the at symbol. In his book, he talks about how you do it all in terms of paper. And the TiddlyWiki guys ran with the concept and created a version of their software that uses the same basic concepts within their electronic wiki system. So it's that way around, if you see what I mean, rather than getting things done coming from TiddlyWiki GTD. It's the other way around. My personal preference when it comes to to-do type apps, well, I have two. I use OmniFocus on my iPad for personal stuff, mostly. And I also use an app called TaskPaper for creating simple lists. Both work quite well for me. So yeah, that was my quick point on GTD and TiddlyWiki. The other thing I want to talk about is YouTube and copyright and things like that, which Simon brought up. I have got no comment at all on who this IOTA people are, and whether they're right or wrong or whatever. I thought I'd comment on the concept that YouTube appear to take the copyright owners or the claimant side sort of without question. Part of me just doesn't blame them. I think it must be a lot easier that way around in terms of processing and managing claims of copyright infringement. Because I would think a good proportion, if not the majority, really are genuine copyright claims on YouTube. And whilst I'm not an American, I'm nearly sure the DCMA works that way around as well. So I would expect YouTube to take the DCMA process that they had to create for the United States and then just continue it in terms of send it for the rest of the world, if you see what I mean. The basic process, that is, not the actual law itself, because obviously they're just YouTube, they're not a government. So it wouldn't surprise me if it's just a simple situation that most copyright claims against content on YouTube is genuinely a copyright infringement. And so it's easier for YouTube to just treat a copyright claim as an infringement, send over the notices and whatnot, and then wait for the dispute. If they were going to preemptively check each one out, then they'd need an awful lot of people. Far more people, I would suspect. So yeah, that's my view on that matter. And I think it emphasises the importance of, if you are going to put someone else's work into your content, then you really do need to be aware of the laws around copyright. And of course, if you are going to use someone else's copyright, that you have permission to do so. You make sure that you have permission and you keep copies of that permission. And this goes, you know, not just for videos, but it also goes for audio in Audioboo and for photos and writing that you put onto blogs and things like that and our websites. And I've reached the end of my time. Bye.